Good morning.
The appeals process is underway. Peer into your crystal ball. What do you see happening?
I see a challenge to the current decision that Judge Kolas made under Act 10. I also see a stay being granted in order to avoid some of the confusion that might occur if this decision went into effect immediately. And it's a little harder to say whether this case will go through its normal appeal process, that is through the Court of Appeals, before going to the state Supreme Court or going immediately to the state Supreme Court. I think that will depend a lot on whether or not the stay is granted in the first place.
Seems like this might be one of these rulings that do go straight to the Supreme Court simply because of its weightiness.
Well, there has been some pushback based upon the open meetings law decision from last June. A lot of Court of Appeals judges were upset that the case did not go through the normal process. They didn't see why there needed to be a rush. So the state Supreme Court might be a little bit more circumspect before intervening and taking the case directly. They might let it take its normal process through the Court of Appeals.
I gather you're predicting that last Friday's ruling will be overturned. What's that based on?
I think there are parts of the ruling that are more likely to be overturned than other parts. I think the parts concerning freedoms of association and equal protection and free speech are likely to be overturned because they're based on this idea that there is a fundamental right to association that is being burdened by the way Act 10 impacts collective bargaining rights. This is a somewhat novel and innovative argument, one that does not have a lot of history either in the federal courts or in the state of Wisconsin. And so it would require the appeals court, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, to accept this type of innovative decision-making. And given the current makeup of the Supreme Court in Wisconsin, I think that's highly unlikely to occur.
Also, maybe on the grounds that Act 10 is a violation of equal protection. Explain that, please.
Yeah, well, basically what Act 10 does is it treats different employees differently, and equal protection requires that similarly situated employees be treated the same. The plaintiffs here claim that the same provisions challenged as violating their associational rights also violated their equal protection rights by treating general municipal employees who are represented by a labor organization differently than general municipal employees who are not. And Judge Kolas ruled that the infringement on associational rights required strict scrutinies and that the defendants had not offered a defense of the statute that would meet that standard and permit the state to treat these two types of employees in a different matter under the statute.
Paul Secunda, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.